river and through the woods to grandfather's house we go. The horse knows a way to carry the sleigh through the white and drifting snow. Over the river and through the woods, oh, how the wind does blow. It stings the toes and bites the noses. Over the ground we go.
Over the river and through the woods, now grandmother's cap I spy. Hurrah for the fun as the pudding done. Hurrah for the pumpkin pie.
Over the river and through the woods and straight to the barnyard gate. Spring over the ground like a hunting hound, for this is Christmas Day.
Happy Thanksgiving from Breakthrough Entertainment, live from the KPHX 1480 AM studios in Phoenix, Arizona. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment. Thank you so much for tuning in to Breakthrough Entertainment's Thanksgiving special. We've got an amazing... and the turkey's here!
You're doing
turkey. Oh, I mean, Dave's here!
This is Christmas.
Well, I know, it says Christmas, but technically this was originally a... This was originally a Thanksgiving poem. This is Over the River and Through the Woods by Danny Kaye and the Andrews Sisters, kicking off Breakthrough Entertainment's Thanksgiving special.
Phoenix, Arizona.
I did say it was live
in
Phoenix, Arizona.
I know, you did
Arizona.
A nice job,
Thank
too.
You very much. And right off the bat, I said, Happy
Dave's
Thanksgiving.
Here.
Who's here?
Dave's here.
I know Dave's
Hello,
here.
Hello, Eric. How are you?
Hi, Dave. How are you?
Wow.
Are
you?
I'm good. I didn't answer your question. I'm good.
Oh, you're good. And... you have a red hat and you're all red.
I am, and probably some of my face.
He was up late
wow,
last night.
How come?
He was up late last night cooking.
I'm up
our
late every
Bistro
night.
Segment.
Oh, you were cooking, right?
He was live on Meerkat. Isn't it at Eric Reinert 1?
Yes.
All night long, Eric was cooking potatoes.
Not
because
all night.
He is the creative chef, owner, manager, GM, you name it, of Budget Bistro.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
And we're going to be eating here in studio celebrating Thanksgiving with a couple of dinner guests, Simon Pegg and Jackie Earl Haley.
No way.
So exciting. We're going to be chowing down.
Bad
with
News Bears.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, really?
When he was a little kid.
Yep.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So we've got
wow.
we got both of them on the show talking about Simon Pegg's new movie, Man Up, as well as Jackie's new movie, which he actually directed. It's his directorial debut.
Debut?
Yeah. How Criminal Activities, starring John Travolta as well.
John Travolting?
John Travolta. And
I like him, though.
Yeah, actually. Yeah. He's a great guy. And
oh, you know him.
Yeah, we're good pals. We're good friends. And right now, in honor
even
of
if he does have too many male friends,
yeah,
he does.
Me?
No, John
oh.
Travolta.
Oh,
well, maybe you. I don't know.
No, I've got too many female friends.
How do you ever have too many female friends?
Well, the key word is friends. There.
Right.
No, the key
there
word
can
is
be
female.
Too many if they're just friends.
Right.
But you never could have enough.
But
too
we haven't
many
spoken
friends.
In 3 months. I might need Miley Cyrus to help out.
No, I saw your female friend there at the what do you call it?
Yeah, Shannon. Lighting. Shannon was there, and so big shout out to Shannon. Thanks for coming out last week. So many things to talk about. This is a jam packed show. Trish is here in studio with us as well. And right now, in honor of Breakthrough Entertainment's Thanksgiving special, I am wearing. I don't know if this is an Indian headdress or no. Is that PC?
Headdress.
PC alert. Native American headdress.
Actually, it is
Native
a.
American.
It is a comical.
Comical.
Comical economical Comic-Con. Version.
Is this racist?
Of.
Ooh.
No, uh-huh. It depends.
Well, I
the
know,
reason
saying,
you're the reason you're wearing it is not racist.
Okay, right. I'm just I want to be a turkey instead. Okay.
Yeah, with all those colorful okay. feathers, I've seen
yeah.
lots of turkeys with green and blue. Actually,
I have, yeah.
Actually, you know what? In these days of all the artificial coloring, you could
well,
be a turkey.
Like, you know, like at Easter, they color the.
It's like the Foster Farms
baby,
commercials
yeah, the
about the non Foster Farm turkeys or yeah, chickens that are trying to be Foster Farm. Yeah, exactly. That's what happens when you shop at the 99-cent store.
No, this is a little older than that, but
I'm
but
joking.
So many, yeah, no, but so many exciting things today. We've got a chance for our listeners to win $15 gift certificates for Butterball turkeys.
That would be like a whole turkey,
pretty much. Yeah,
probably so, what an 18 pounder, maybe. I don't know.
It depends on where you get it.
It depends on where you get it because
yeah.
everybody
how much
has.
Does it cost?
They've got so many specials going on right now, and I believe I'd have to read the legal fine print on the bottom of those, but. You know, some places, if you spend $50 at the store, then you get your turkey for like, you know, 50 cents a pound.
Right, right. And these turkeys, I mean, the Butterball certificates, you could just spend them and you just make it out to the store. It's like a little gift check for the turkey. So Butterball is providing that for us because...
So it doesn't actually... How many? If your turkey is $9, you don't get... The $6 you could use for the other stuff, it sounds like.
Probably. But it's
very exciting.
So basically,
it's a $10 gift certificate.
And yes, if you are... We've written questions on
or
Meerkat. We are on Meerkat at Breakthrough Entertainment. And yes, the question was, can I win on Meerkat? Yes, you can, because this is not just a call in to win contest. We've got a link, hopefully, on our Facebook. I asked Greg to put it up this morning. Greg hasn't put it up yet...
I think it won't be because I think we need our web guy to do it.
No, it's on the Facebook.
Oh, on Facebook?
Facebook,
oh,
yes.
Oh, you could do it there?
Just the contest.
Welcome to 2015.
Right. Well, the Meerkat we need to put on the website as well, breakradioshow.com.
Right.
But look us up on Facebook. We're Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network on Facebook, or you could just go to breakradioshow.com and click on the F, and that'll take you to our Facebook page. Like us, and, you know, so if Greg hasn't put it up, hopefully he'll put it up here in the next few minutes, and we'll be able to get our contest going.
Is he up?
I don't know.
Now it's time for the legal fine print. This is only valid for people residing within the continental United States.
Yes.
Really?
The lower 48. So
right.
To speak.
Lower 48.
Because we're not.
It's not valid in Hawaii or Alaska.
It's not.
Not valid for any of our international listeners.
That's true. That's
really?
True.
We do. We have a lot of international.
We do have a lot of
us,
yeah, people from Paris and all,
oh,
all
Paris
over.
Too?
Yeah, Paris. Yeah. But all over the world. All over the world.
That was so sad out there.
Yeah, it was. But we're going to keep things a little bit upbeat.
What
right
about
now.
Yesterday?
I know, in
that
Mali.
Was
in
horrible
Mali
too.
Yeah.
My goodness.
The heck, right?
Yeah. So,
vermin that need to be.
You know what?
Earth.
You know what? If everybody would take an attitude of gratitude.
Yes.
And put out the good vibes, the good karma. Whatever you want to use, your prayers or whatever, and all of us focus on doing good, the good will push evil out of the way.
Is that true, Eric?
No, it's not. It's wishful thinking, though.
It does work in a lot
so Eric,
of respects.
Eric, you're taking a position more on the right
conservative
side.
What did you call him?
Did you just call him
a moron?
In this instance, yes.
I didn't call him that.
Good segue there, Joseph. Good segue.
No, right. I understand what Eric's saying.
Okay. Well,
yes, right. In this instance, it's a little more conservative.
Yeah. Yes. The Donald said that.
Right. I'm kind of agreeing with him on this one thing.
Yeah. We
actually, believe it or not, and this was not planned for this reason, but we are going to have a very powerful conversation around radical Islam.
We are? Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Dave just woke up, apparently. We've got
what
someone
else
on
is
behalf
new?
Of the, on behalf
I don't
of Disgraced,
sleep all day.
On behalf of Disgraced, around 10:20, right?
Yes.
10:20?
Yes. Yeah. And a very powerful play that sold out on Broadway by Ayad Akhtar. It's phenomenal. And it's here.
Yeah.
At Arizona Theater Company.
Yeah.
Yeah. Elijah Alexander will be calling in the lead actor.
Yes, lead actor. He plays Amir. Excellent.
Yeah. That's very exciting.
And Erickson. Oh, he's looking for me. What are you looking
Wi-Fi
for?
Connect.
The
oh.
Wi-Fi connect. Is
the,
it not working?
The paper? The paper's in the other room.
But you know, the other thing that I really, really like here, guys, is look at this. We've got ambiance. Is this for Meerkat?
Yes, that's for Meerkat. I haven't put it on there because...
We've got sparkling
here,
squashes, people.
Yes.
Sparkling
real,
squashes.
That
that's part of our Budget Bistro segment.
Kathleen. Hey, let me tell you, that looks really yummy in there.
Oh, I know. We've got some mashed potatoes for Budget Bistro. Chef Eric Reinert has cooked us up some sides. To go with our Butterball turkey, because of course
turkey, you can't get better than that.
Right, because Butterball turkey at 10 o'clock, we'll be talking a little bit about some of the more interesting phone calls that they get on their turkey talk line, mm-hmm. and perhaps some tips. You know,
gobble, gobble, gobble.
Exactly.
Believe me, you don't want to be in studio now.
Well, they do want to be in studio because we've got, of course, the mashed potatoes as well are coming.
Heavenly
up.
Mashed potatoes.
Heavenly mashed potatoes. They're like clouds. Chef Eric
That's
Reinert last
like.
Night was telling us on Meerkat, all these people watching on Meerkat, he was telling them, you know, these are the best mashed potatoes that you've ever tasted.
And but they're not going to get to taste it.
I know, I know. And I was like so excited because I'm actually in studio and I get to taste it.
And I missed the last Budget Bistro segment, so I am so, yeah.
And that's not the only food we're going to be eating today, too. We've got some other surprises here.
I mean, tonight I can't eat anything?
In this segment. In this segment, we've got some surprises in just a moment.
Exciting,
but then also, near the end of the show, we've got someone, Trisha, right? You've got someone coming in studio straight from Hawaii.
Well, yeah. Well, not straight from Hawaii. She took a very circuitous route. She actually has almost...
What does that mean, a circuitous route?
It means that she's come a long way around. She didn't come directly
and
straight from Arizona.
The word secure?
Because she's been
working. I graduated
summa
cum laude, and I don't know.
She's been working a lot.
Yeah.
A lot in Arizona. Arizona, well, she'll talk more about it.
Yes.
There's a lot of films being made here, a heck of a lot of talent.
Yeah, and she's bringing in a director as well.
Right. Well, the film that she's in just won the Audience Award and I think first place in the... I might not be saying it correct. It was Girls Night Out, but I think it's Women in Film, Girls Night Out Film Festival that was in Phoenix on Thursday night here.
Excellent.
And they won that, and we're really excited about it. And she just finished shooting last night another project that she's doing here. But the one that she won with, she was in with Lou Gossett Jr. and a lot of really cool people.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so lots
so
of good
be in
stuff
studio.
On that. Yes, in studio with us. I think she might have heard about Eric's Heavenly Mashed Potatoes.
Oh, wow.
I didn't tell her, but I think she probably went on the website and found out.
Probably. And we'll also be talking about several movies. Our featured film today is The Night Before. Dave and I saw that. I know Greg saw it, but Greg is MIA at the moment. Trisha,
oh, no, he's going to be calling
he's coming,
in.
Oh, he's calling
in
for that? Okay. So, Greg, if you're listening,
please
also post the contest
on Facebook. Are you kidding? It's a Seth Rogen show. You think he wouldn't be calling in for a Seth Rogen show? Come on now.
I know. And also, we'll be talking about, as I said, Man Up and Criminal Activities. We've got the Simon Pegg, the Simon Pegg. Woo. We've got Simon Pegg and Jackie Earle Haley.
Several of them?
Well, I'm sure there's probably several, but we've
there's
got the
a lot
Simon
of imposters, but we've got
the Simon Pegg and Jackie Earle Haley as well. And Trisha and I saw The 33 that opened last week, but we got a review of that.
Yes.
And I didn't get a chance to see it, but Trisha and Dave saw The Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 2.
Correctamundo.
Yes.
And Part 2? Oh, my God.
I know.
Well, because they split Mockingjay into two.
Yeah. So that's
because it's so fantastical.
I think it was because of money, but we'll talk more about that later.
All right. And speaking of money, next week, of course, is Black Friday. We've got our holiday gift guide. So many amazing things that we're going to give our listeners a chance to win. And yes, that will be on our Facebook as well.
And that's next week, right?
That is next Saturday.
All right.
Yes.
Exciting stuff.
Yes, we've got so many amazing things. I'm talking, I mean, like 40 different items people can win on our Facebook page.
Woo!
So,
awesome.
It's going to be exciting. And if you have, someone said Hunger Games rocked. So again, if you have seen Hunger Games or Man Up or Criminal Activities or The 33 or The Night Before or anything, give us a call, 602-252-1480, 602-252-1480, or join us on Facebook, breakradioshow.com, click on the big F and share your review on there. Or if you're on Meerkat, at Breakthrough Entertainment on Meerkat, give us your little mini review on there. Thumbs up, thumbs down. But before we get to all that, also Black Friday on Friday, right?
Mm-hmm.
The day after Thanksgiving.
That's right.
Since such a jam-packed show, are you guys doing anything special? Are you going hitting any stores?
We're not going to hit. We may spend money.
Might spend money. Well, yeah.
Well,
I like
to,
the free
I
stuff.
Have to tell you, I saw on Facebook... something Dave showed it to me, and it was a post
that I put on Facebook. That was illegal.
No. What he put on Facebook was something that said, "Guys, here's the secret: hold your wife's hand when you go shopping with her.
Yeah,
oh yeah,
because that will keep her from buying too many things.
Yeah,
but here's the thing: he's going to allow me to have some free reign because this is the first
is the key word.
First time in 5 years. That I'm actually going to be available because I work nights.
Available?
Hello?
Okay,
Available to go to the Black Friday sales.
Okay.
But I will tell you this. I'm disappointed that so many of the stores are open on actual Thanksgiving night. I think that's totally inappropriate for their employees.
I do, too.
And I wish that everybody would boycott it.
REI, not, you know, Shannon works at REI.
I'm proud of them. They're
closed on Black Friday as well.
Oh, is that right?
They're closed on Black Friday. And
they're doing their sales just online, right?
Right. And so your employees
are
asking their employees
Black
to go
Friday
out and
sales
get active.
Too. Exactly.
Yeah. And again, there's plenty of things online and something, you know, you're not going to know what we're featuring on the gift guide until next Saturday. And again, you got a chance to win a lot of those items as well. And so you're definitely going to be here for that.
I mean, the giveaways are crazy now.
I know.
This is awesome. I love it.
And I always go to World Market, Cost Plus World Market. They always had, like a few years ago, they had something from The Life of Pi, an ornament from The Life of Pi. They had some stuff from ornaments from Tintin, The Adventures of Tintin.
Was it a drowned giraffe?
Yeah. And a couple of years ago, for the last 2 years, they've been doing little mugs from... British show that I don't watch.
Downton Abbey.
Yes. And so I'll be going.
But
there,
it's funny,
course.
You buy the teacups, but you don't watch the show, and yet that's a very.
Well, I don't
popular
buy them.
Show.
I get them for free. You stand in line, you get the free things. That's what I like to do. I go and get the free things. Yes. And like, I think that I don't know the exact details, but you're going to want to go to the outlets at Anthem. I think they've got a giveaway at 10 p.m. on Black Friday, or I mean on Thanksgiving night. So I think that's fair because it's late enough post Thanksgiving.
Yeah, as long as people aren't lining up during the time they should be having Thanksgiving dinner, because you know what?
Well,
Christmas has become extremely commercial, and now Thanksgiving is becoming extremely commercial, and we really do need to remember to be thankful and have an attitude of gratitude.
And, you know, I am actually very thankful because we've got some in-studio treats before the mashed potatoes.
We do.
Ooh,
yes.
Appetizers.
Okay. We've got some appetizers.
Oh, I thought you meant dancers
segment at
one of the gentlemen's club.
No. During this
segment.
You wish.
Be sort of amateur.
You
appetizer.
Wish.
No.
All right. So I'm going to show our friends on Meerkat. We've got some Thanksgiving dinner in a bag that we're going to be enjoying right here in studio during this segment, okay? And everyone's going to have a taste.
Oh, what is, can I say what it is?
Oh, my goodness.
We've got Boulder Canyon Authentic Foods Turkey and Gravy Kettle Chips.
Wow.
And we've got some Boulder Canyon.
I want to try this one.
Authentic Foods Pumpkin Pie.
Should I try
flavored
this?
Kettle Chips. Yeah, go ahead.
Should I open it?
Now, the pumpkin pie is going
to
be very interesting.
Listen to the mic. I'm open. I can't open it.
They're very hard to open because they stay really fresh. That's what I love about Boulder Chips.
You just can't ever open them.
Would you like me to rip the top, yeah.
Okay. Here we go.
Okay, we gotta have the turkey first. Okay,
then we'll definitely.
Turkey.
You don't eat. Well, life is uncertain. Maybe you should eat dessert.
Here we go.
First.
Yeah, here we'll.
This is
let's
Boulder.
Try it all together.
What is it called?
Boulder Canyon kettle
these
chips.
These are our favorite
turkey.
Chips.
And these are made right here in the valley. You know.
Here we go. I'm gonna take a bite.
I buy them at Costco all the time.
Oh, it's a
Wow. Mm. That does taste like it, doesn't it?
Wow. That's
it
amazing.
It tastes like turkey and gravy.
They should sell these all year long.
Mm.
I would eat these. They sent these to us, by the way.
You hear my crunching?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Makes it more authentic, though.
That is amazing.
I don't know if I actually taste the gravy, but I definitely taste the turkey.
I taste the turkey. I taste the, you know, like poultry seasoning.
This is
how about
actually...
Does
you know what?
You want one?
This
yeah,
is
we'll get,
this
we'll get
is
Eric some.
This is really good. I mean, I'm surprised. Let me look at the back, please.
Mm.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. That's fantastic. You know what? Now we got to follow that up with some pumpkin pie, Dave.
Yeah, let's try pumpkin pie.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, less than half of the calories are from fat and only 17 grams of carbs.
Wow.
For potato chips, that's not bad.
Yeah.
It tastes like pumpkin pie potato chips.
Yeah, we'll be enjoying these all show long.
I'm still finishing my turkey.
No, Joseph said we have to do this.
Okay.
We got to go to the next segment.
Wow, that tastes good, though.
Mm. All right.
That is good.
Well, that's really good. Yeah,
this is a whole dinner.
Like a pumpkin
now, this
spice.
Is the part I'm not sure about, though. Having
you can save $250.
Having a potato chip,
right? You can
potato. Dip those in the potatoes.
I was going to say we're going to dip these in the potatoes later. That would be amazing.
Mm.
Wow,
they'll be gone by.
No,
then, by
I would
the
not dip the pumpkin pie ones, but those are actually very delicious as well.
Wow,
Boulder Canyon, home run.
And again, you know, right here in the valley, I mean, they sell these at Fry's, Whole Foods.
As a matter of fact, Jonathan Target. Often buys them for the station.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Jonathan does. And we actually buy them at Costco all the time.
Again,
the
Boulder Canyon turkey and gravy. That's my favorite. Of the two, I like the turkey and gravy, but I love the pumpkin pie as
well. Here's
the thing.
It depends on if you're in a savory mood or if you're in a sweet mood.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
And we'll get Eric's point of view on these as well. But these are truly amazing, and I really wish that they would sell, especially the turkey and gravy chips, all year long. I would eat these as a snack. This would be my go-to snack.
Well, I will tell you this.
I think Eric should try this. Come on in.
They're fresh.
The water's fine.
The way that they have the packaging on this set, and they are, of course, gluten-free, trans fats, no cholesterol. They're kosher.
I'll try that. Oh, that's the dessert.
Eric is on
the other one first. Eric came. Yeah, where's Kathleen?
She's in there getting everything set.
Yeah, she'll try some in a second.
Got
too.
It. Very good.
These are amazing. I've got to say, Boulder Canyon, home run with these. I mean, because it tastes like them as well. I'll get them closer to you. Don't worry.
No, I'm not.
No,
it's not to eat. I want to read on it for a second.
Oh, okay.
Poor little
hello,
thing,
Kathleen.
Oh.
Well, okay. Wow. Listen to this.
Yeah.
Okay. I have your solution, my dear.
Okay.
Joseph, Best Buy, March 12th.
So stock up.
2017.
Seriously?
So you
good
could
for that
buy.
Long?
Yes, because of the packaging. That's why it's so hard to open. Hmm. So you could stock up on these and have them all year round, even if they only carry them during the holidays.
Wow. That's
good,
what I'm going to do.
Good
that's
job,
what I'm
Boulder
doing.
Canyon. Good
I
job.
I got to figure out exactly who has the most chips of these because I think I'm going to buy about 100 of them. And, you know.
The problem is going to be you're going to have to put a date on them as to when you can eat them because
that's
otherwise
true.
You might just pig out.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, again, thank you very much to Boulder Canyon for helping us celebrate Thanksgiving. Full show coming up. So let's go ahead and start playing our first song for our break. This is Adam Sandler singing the Thanksgiving song.
Well, I love
which
that.
Is indeed, which
oh, wait,
is less
like
funny
that
than
one.
The Christmas one.
And after the break, we're going to have our review of The Night Before, including Greg calling in.
And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back.
My big brown shoe. Love to eat the turkey at the table. I once saw a movie with Betty Grable. Eat that turkey all night long. 50 million Elvis fans can't be wrong. Turkey lurkey do and turkey lurkey dap. I eat that turkey, then I take a nap.